Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. We are live and in living color at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier back at the studio. And gentlemen, welcome to Predators opening day.
Yeah, there goes a Predator hat. There goes a Predator jersey. It's a big day. It's beautiful. It's a fun day in our city because it is game day for the Nashville Predators. Excited. Unfortunately, we will not be there because we'll be on an airplane tonight. But let's go, man.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
We will be flying, literally probably taking off as they're dropping the puck or about to drop the puck. But we'll be keeping up with it. Don't worry. But we're excited about opening night. Pete Weber going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour at some point. He might even come here. Obviously, a lot. He's a busy man on opening day, but we'll talk to him and have some Preds flavor throughout the show. We'll also preview our Metro Schools game of the week, which is going to be tonight. Jake Lyman will be on the call in for me since, again, we'll be on a plane as Lawson takes on Hillsboro. That's an old rivalry going back to when Lawson was Hillwood. So that should be a good game tonight over at Hillsboro. We'll talk to both coaches coming up in just a little bit. But excited to be here at Bar Lines for opening day and all the fun things.
It is always good. We're trying to sign in to the internet. Are you in? You're in the internet? Are you good?
Yeah.
Over there? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob.
We're good. And excited Titans Raiders this weekend. It's funny. We'll talk a lot of college football today. I think Tennessee, it could be an ugly day for Arkansas because Tennessee's off last weekend. The last time we saw them was Mississippi State 2 weeks ago, and that was a tough game. Last week, you see all the teams falling out of the top 25, and Tennessee's sitting there probably salivating. And now you get Arkansas coming to town, a little unknown because of Petrino. But, man, don't be shocked if Heupel drops 60 on the state next to where he grew up in Oklahoma.
Well, I think that – and I was talking to some family that's in town from Mississippi, and they're Mississippi State fans, and they were like, yeah, I mean, Tennessee was – that game was probably a lot closer than it needed to be. But Mississippi State obviously is improved. But I think I've used the analogy with Tennessee that I kind of feel like they've played with their food a little bit.
Yep.
And maybe they –
That's a good way to put it.
Maybe they've woken up.
Yeah. So I think they watch all the teams, the juxtaposition last week of all the teams, and Tennessee's like, hey, we need to be part of this. Plus, you know who Tennessee plays next week.
Alabama.
Yeah, no, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And so they want to have a good showing and get out there and get it done. So that's it, man. It's exciting.
That will be a obviously a big one and a litmus test, however you want to put it. But that will be fun. All right, JoJo, what is our question of the day? I can't wait for this.
So the disaster that is Bill Belichick in North Carolina, and depending who you hear him from, I mean, he could be on his last legs. Carolina offered we're behind him 100%. When they do that, you know, they're not.
Yeah, usually when you see that, that's like, oh, he's gone.
All right. So our question of the day is wrong answers only. Wrong answers only. What is Bill Belichick's next job? Wrong answers only. What is Bill Belichick's next job? Because this thing at North Carolina, and I don't know if I've got the right adjective to say exactly how bad it is. I mean, I could if I could cuss, but I can't cuss. But it's an absolute
It's a bleep show.
Disaster. And this is going to have far-reaching effects of a lot of things. And so we want to know what Bill Belichick's next job is. 615-737-1025. Call us or text us. What's his next job?
Stand-up comedian.
What's the joke?
It's wrong answers only, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What's his opening line?
I'm just here.
He's playing Zanies. He's like, I'm on to Zanies in Chicago. I'm not Zanies in Nashville. I'm on to Zanies in Chicago. We're on the next week. I'm on the next week.
Y'all need a joke, dumb though. That hurt the team.
I say stand-up comedian.
Okay. All right. I said Bill Belichick's next job should be a park ranger. Could you imagine going to a park? Hey, I'm here to see the Smoky Mountains. And Belichick's like, they're right there. What do you need me for? He'd be the worst park ranger in America. That he would make – who's the fire bear? Smokey Bear?
Smokey.
Yeah, he'd make Smokey Bear look like a national hero. So my thing is Bill Belichick would be a park ranger. I want to see Bill Belichick as a park ranger. That's me.
That could be funny.
Yeah, that's it.
615-737-1025. A drill sergeant.
I mean, I just you couldn't hear him. He wouldn't care if you do anything. I mean, lie down.
Lie down.
Get up.
Go run in front of a tank.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So wrong answers only.
Wrong answers
what,
only.
What is Bill Belichick's next job?
Bill Belichick's next job.
let's see. these are already coming in bad. 3480, Robert Kraft massage therapist.
Oh!
I don't know about that. 9306, Vandy coach. No, we're good.
Yeah, Clark Lee's fine. Right? Yeah.
9708, talent scout for the adult entertainment business. Oh, here's a good one. 839, White House press secretary.
Oh.
We like to welcome in Bill Belichick. He's a winner.
Oh, my God.
He expects greatness. You're going to treat him with respect.
Hey, President Trump was on a call with Putin today. Do you have any further information?
No.
What about this? What about air traffic controllers and the shortage? No, I don't care.
Now that the government shutdown, well, it's still going on. Now that the government, when it's done,
right?
Now that the government shutdown is done, what do you think? You know, what are your thoughts on that? We're on to the next thing.
Or it was shut down. I don't know. I don't care.
Down, yeah. I'm gonna shut you down.
That's a good one. You have the bass in his voice, which is really good.
We're on to Cincinnati. You got to do it that way.
Oh, it is, I mean, come on. It is a I mean, think about this. I mean, we thought it – ESPN has tried so
a
hard.
A daycare teacher.
what's that smell?
Hey, right. Go get back on your mat. Oh, no, dude. I said get back on your mat.
But I need to go potty.
I don't care. Do your job. We're here to win.
You can go potty right there. I don't know where to go. But I need – I'm hungry. You'll be – yeah, well, you're not going to eat. I mean, but look at this. ESPN tried so hard to make it relevant. I mean, they blew out that first game versus TCU. The first opening drive, they're all like, he's got something special in North Carolina. He's got nothing. He's terrible. He has no relationship with the team, I'm told.
Yeah.
Cannot
I just don't
even get on their level.
I don't understand. By the way, our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ArriesTactical.com. I just don't understand why he took this job.
Oh, he wanted to show. His ego is so big, he wanted to show that.
Was it just, I can't get back in the NFL, so I'll just do this?
I'll be successful here, and I'll show you.
What do you think Nick Saban told him when he said, hey, Nick, I'm thinking about taking this Carolina job?
Oh, my God.
Because you know they had to talk about it.
That might be an even better question. I bet he said, "It's you won't know how different it is till you get there."
Yeah,
gotta be.
Probably, but I mean, I feel like Saban would have given him legit advice on what, like, okay, here's how you make it work. Here's the things you need to look out for.
But you know what, Belichick being such an egomaniac, I bet he didn't ask anybody. I'm going to do this. I bet people probably said, hey, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Watch out for this, watch out for that. And he probably said, I'm going to do my own thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
I bet he reached out to not a soul and did that.
Probably.
God, look how handsome we are on the stream.
9013, Bill will be Tom Brady's caddy.
Wasn't he already for 20 years?
Probably. Robert says he couldn't even be a park ranger because his girlfriend would try and be in charge of the trails, telling people where they can and can't go.
That promise on that text, and then kind of trailed off.
There were. I had to edit a little bit. Remember, you text in. I'm the one reading it, so I'm the one that gets in trouble. 3337. The next Hugh Hefner.
Oh yes.
6924. A Walmart greeter.
Oh, can you imagine?
Al. Thank you for watching on Fox 17 this morning. I appreciate that. Next job, selling shirts on the street corner that read, without Tom Brady, I'm ass or me ass.
Go back to the Walmart thing. You know, when you leave Walmart, they check your bag if you got the receipt. I bet he doesn't check a single soul.
4667. This is bad. Headmaster at an all-girls school.
Yeah, that is bad.
No, not that one.
But did we think it would be this bad? I mean, we kind of did, but.
Caleb Gallatin. He should be a matchmaker, kind of like Billy Bob Thornton in School for Scoundrels.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either. Sugar Daddy to Dua Lipa.
Yeah, well.
The golf course starter. All those guys are jerks, and he would fit in perfectly.
Yes.
You got your ticket.
No,
you can't. You got to start here.
That's a terrible shot.
That's a terrible
shot. I'd give golf up today.
What are you doing?
Terrible.
Get out of here.
I've told you this, but to me, the hardest golf hole in Nashville is number one at Two Rivers, because there used to be four old men who would sit out there and make fun of your golf swing, and they were always right, and you got mad at them, you couldn't do anything. So hole number one at Two Rivers has been and will always be the most difficult golf hole in Nashville. Nothing comes close to that.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're live today at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're right next to Bridgestone Arena as they get ready for opening night in Smashville. 615-737-1025 is our phone, and I think I just said that. Our question of the day. By the way, I do want to say a big thank you to the Nashville scene and the readers. We were second in, I guess, best radio shows.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate that. Thank you. And
huge honor.
You know.
Huge.
I also, you know, shout out to Buck. He was number one. Buck started his career here. We're still very good friends. He's very, very talented. Even though he's across the street, I wish him nothing but the best in 3HL as well.
Yeah.
You know, Brent, Don, Slay, those groups. I mean, here's the thing. We're all a family. We may be on, you know, different stations, but we all get along. So it's cool to see everybody have success.
It is. Anything else you want to ask about the Nashville Scene Award over there?
How did you get named best TikTok account? Like Twitter,
I can see,
but TikTok?
I have no
idea. I didn't even know you had a TikTok.
Yeah, I've got it. I've had it for about a year. I had it like 8 years ago, whenever it started, just to get my name. Then I never did anything with it. Then about a year ago, somebody came up and said, "Hey, I found some of your videos on TikTok that make me laugh." I'm like, "Do I still have that account?" So I went to TikTok and restarted it, and it got voted best TikTok in the Nashville scene. So I'll take it, right? And I came in second on Twitter or X, whatever it is. But as long as everybody's listening to our station, I don't care, especially from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on 102.5 weekdays. That makes me happy. Awards mean nothing to me. That makes me happy.
Yeah, for sure. We will discuss this and much more. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hanging out at Bar Lines. Always a good time. Looking forward to talking to Pete Weber a little bit later. A lot of stuff to get into. Titans heading out to Vegas. This is the first time, I guess, since the Raiders moved.
I thought you were going to say for the Labor Day weekend show. Now
to San Francisco.
For the Labor Day. So when's the last time they played the Raiders?
It was a few. I feel like they played here since
they played here and had them beat. LaJuan did that completely stupid boneheaded penalty that lost the game for him in the fourth quarter. That was under Malarkey, so that was 17 or 16.
The last time they played was September of 2022 in Nashville, a Titans 24-22 win.
Okay.
Then in 2019, Titans beat the Oakland Raiders 42-21. 2017 is the one I think you're talking about.
Yep.
26-16, the Raiders won. 2016 was a 17-10 Raiders win. And 2015 was a 24-21 Raiders win. So the Titans riding a two-game winning streak against the Raiders.
Oh, they played a lot more than I thought then. Okay. I just remember the LaJuan game when he came down and had a late hit on somebody and took him out of – they needed a touchdown and took him back out of the range of getting close and lost the game. So I as a purist football fan, it just sounds good when I hear they're taking on the Raiders. It just sounds really good.
You want to know something kind of cool that I just realized? So October 30th, 1994, the Houston Oilers lost to the Los Angeles Raiders at, I guess that was at the Coliseum, 17-14. That was the last time that the Oilers and Raiders played each other as Houston and Los Angeles. The next time they played, it was the Oakland Raiders and the Tennessee Oilers in 1997.
Okay, yeah. And that's a game when Eddie George went crazy at the Liberty Bowl.
Yep.
Had 200-something yards. It was the day
they won in overtime.
Princess Diana passed away, August of 97. First game
August
at the Liberty
31st.
Bowl. Yeah.
Yep.
First game at the Liberty Bowl.
Oilers won 24-20. So was that that was their first game in Tennessee?
Yep.
24-21 in overtime.
And remember the 03 Sunday night football game was here with the Raiders and the Titans.
Yes.
Was it 03 or 02?
03 has an – did they lose?
I think they won. I think Curse went crazy in that game.
I'm seeing with the asterisk, man. It was the AFC – oh, that was the championship game.
Championship right. game they lost out there. Yeah.
So 2002, yes. Or 2002 was the Raiders won in Oakland 52-25.
Was that the game, the AFC championship game?
No, the AFC championship game was 41-24. That was January 19th, 2003.
Give me 2003. They played 2003?
September 7th, 2003 at Tennessee. Titans won 25-20.
That's it. That was the ESPN game. That's right. God, that was a long time ago, Mike.
Let's see. Here's how that went down. Tyrone Calico, 11-yard pass from Steve McNair for a touchdown. Sebastian Janikowski kicked one 47 yards. Joe Nedney had a 50-yarder. Charlie Gardner, a 46-yard pass from Rich Gannon for a touchdown. Craig, so is that a game that – is that one of the games that Nedney got hurt in? Because then Craig Hendrick is kicking.
I don't know.
He kicked a 49-yarder and a 34-yarder.
I don't know.
And a 33-yarder. Guess who – yeah, Hendrick took over, so I guess Nedney got hurt. Guess who caught a 3-yard touchdown pass from Steve McNair that day?
I'm going to say that's our good friend Derek Mason.
That is correct. He sure did. Tim Brown had a 25-yard pass from Rich Gannon. That was a good game. So Hendrick won it on a kicked the game winner, a 33-yard field goal.
I just remember it was on ESPN. And yeah. It was loud. It was crowded. How Nissan Stadium used to go back in the day. Really, really intense game. But, I mean, we're going to see what happened. I mean, these two teams were far from what they were then because they're both not good right now. Both teams need a win. Raiders got stomped by the Colts last weekend. So, it's a good team for the Titans to be playing right now because the Raiders aren't really that great of a team. And for the Raiders, it's pretty good to be playing the Titans because they're not that good of a team. So we'll see what happens. But I think the Raiders are going to bring a lot. Cam Ward under pressure, like any quarterback.
But if he's
a rookie,
if he's
I'll send the farm after him.
If the line plays the way they played last week, plus you have Latham back in the mix – which it kind of sounds like you could, then it's on him. He's got to get rid of the ball. He's got to make smart decisions and know when the play isn't there and to do something.
Well, the Raiders have one thing the Cardinals don't.
What's that?
Max Crosby.
That is true.
So you got to account for him every second because he's going to go after Cam Ward.
Do you think that they have – do you think the coaching staff has handcuffed Cam a little bit and said, like, hey, like, they're, you know, with a young quarterback, the instinct is to use your legs and to, you know, run, make a play, make something happen. Do you think they've been trying to be like, hey, you know, you really need to not do that every time because you're going to get figured out?
I think they've told him to throw the ball away.
Yeah.
What did Callahan say? I got no problem throwing it to the guy in the third row.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather him catch it than the DB. So I think you're trying to teach him to throw the ball away.
And I agree with that,
oh,
by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah. But look, if everything breaks down, take off running. Just go. If everything's breaking down, take off and go, 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 and see what you can do. But slide.
Of all the, I don't know if mobile quarterback is the right phrase, but all the quarterbacks that the Titans have had that could use their legs, who do you think was the best at it? Was it Steve?
Oh, by far. Yeah, I mean, Mariota's pretty good.
Vince was good when he wanted to be.
Uh-huh. Underrated?
Tannehill.
By far.
Yep.
By far.
He
was great.
I mean, look, I'd probably take Steve first. I might take Tannehill second in that department. Maybe Vince.
Yeah, I mean, they've been good. Mariota was good. I mean, he was couldn't throw worth a lick, but, man, he could took off and get going. Steve is amazing, right?
Yeah.
Vince, I don't think, could throw on the run as good as the other guys could. That was the problem. I think he's better runner.
If Vince was right, like, you know, could get out of his own way, do you have a better arm than Steve?
I think Steve had a more accurate arm.
Yeah.
Vince threw wobbly passes.
Right.
But I think Steve had and Derek will tell you this, I think he had a very underrated arm because he threw some nice – long passes that were on target, but
I think Mariota had a good arm, but just bad decisions.
I saw some really, really bad throws that he made. More bad throws than good throws.
But how much of that was decision making?
Yeah, right? Yeah. But Tannehill, when he'd scrambled to get in the end zone, was fine. It was good to go.
Yeah. 615-737-1025. Kenny the mailman wants to answer our question of the day. Kenny, what's up?
Well, first of all, Chase and Joe, both Babette and I participated in the scene voting for y'all. And Nashville. We believe in the adage, vote early and vote often. So I think we really helped y'all out.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kenny. I'm going to be honest with you. We didn't even know we were nominated.
Well, we took care of that for you.
Thank you.
I had no idea. And then Nick Barris posted something. I'm like, oh, Nick won. Who else was, won? And then I saw our name. I was like, is this from a few years ago? And then we saw it. We are truly not deserving of any of that, but thank you.
Well, unknown surprises like that turn out to be the best. There is no doubt in my mind there is reality shows being planned, probably in the works right now for both Belichick and his companion, because Dancing with the Stars, she was their number one target, but she asked for so much bonuses and perks and pay over the others, even though she hadn't done anything consequential in her life, just having a known name now and a boyfriend, that even Dancing with the Stars had to turn it down. But there is such an interest, not in Belichick's skill or what's going on in his life. It's this sort of twisted interest. Wow, he has a girlfriend 30, 40 years younger than him. That will draw enough ratings for one of these minor shows to be put together and paraded. It'll be on the cover of the celebrity magazines and everything. But I think he's lost his cachet in football. Who wants to bring
right
this
now,
show in?
I'd agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. And, Chase, when I say the name Joe Gibbs, what do you think?
That is a really good – I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Class.
I think of honor,
yeah, class.
Commitment.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I strive for. That's what I want to see. Sometimes we throw everything we've earned away for hardly anything that's worth anything. I watch what I say because I don't want people to say, well, you sure are mean or judgmental. It's like sometimes you've earned diamonds and pearls and you throw them away. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, you, Kenny.
Pal.
Appreciate it. I thought he was going to go like, because now when you say Joe Gibbs, I think NASCAR Cup Series owner, even though I know he's a Super Bowl, three-time Super Bowl winning coach, but I feel like he's done that longer than he coached.
Well, yeah, but for me, the football aspect of that, look, all the players loved him, won three Super Bowls, and just a class act all the way, and became successful in the NASCAR world.
Yeah.
It's not easy to be a champion. To be a champion in two different sports like that takes a special man, and from all accounts, Joe Gibbs is that.
Oh, he 100% is. 615-737-1025. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines. It is Predators opening day. We will get to them coming up here in just a little bit because I feel good about tonight.
You should.
I feel good about tonight. We'll talk about that, the Titans, so much more. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday, as we get ready.
Chase, look out there. Dale Jr. on the sidewalk.
Where?
Look to the right. Ah, he passed by.
Oh, on his phone?
No, he's right there on our closest to us. Sorry about that, folks.
Oh, okay.
Guy's like, no. Dale Jr.
I didn't see him.
If you saw it, you would have laughed.
My bad. Gotta go smoke cigarettes. I had somebody tell me that, and I can't remember who said this. Our whole show is an inside joke that everybody else is in on.
Oh,
and I think that is so true.
Yes, Phil.
I think it actually was Phil that said that.
Exactly right. Yeah, we're just an extension of you guys. We're no smarter than anybody else out there, and you guys are part of this with us. So we appreciate you guys every single day.
So we're having fun. That's what we're doing.
Make sure you find us on TikTok.
So by the gun commercial just aired, and Hal Gill goes, now that you're packing heat, I'll make sure I make it to every record.
Yeah, Hal, you're number one on the list, pal. Better watch out. All 7'6" of you.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with Hal.
You know who I wouldn't mess with? Chris Mason.
No, I wouldn't mess with Chris either.
He's a nice guy, but I think Chris Mason could really do damage if you got into a fight with him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, isn't that the phrase, the guy you want to have in the foxhole with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But goalies don't fight.
Some do.
Who? Give me one. I don't know.
Mika Kiprasov, Thomas Vokoun.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't.
Mika who?
Kiprasov.
Wasn't she on MSNBC?
Chris Mason has a great story. I think they were playing Calgary. And Barry Trotz's version of this story is also funny. But I think it was Calgary. And there was like fisticuffs happening. It was a physical game. And Chris starts skating to center ice. And Kippy starts skating to center ice, and Trotsky gets on the boards and looks at Chris and, like, is pointing him back towards him, like, get your ass back there.
Oh, I'd like that, man. I'd like a goalie that could just
they're so rare now, but I've never seen a goalie fight live, and I really want to see one.
Yeah.
Vokoun and Kiprasov fought, and I think it was here. But, like, I would love to see – Hal says Ray Emery was one that fought a lot.
So how does this happen? I mean, do you have to, like, point down the ice and he points back to you?
Basically, they kind of look at each other and, like, and it's
– I love this.
Have you ever seen walruses fight? Because that's kind of what it looks like. Like, I mean, they're all the padding and everything. They're just, like
– oh, yeah.
They can't move around. Like,
I have. I've saw walruses fight on a Friday night in Broadway one time. I didn't catch their names, though. They were from Arkansas. But I don't know.
I have a rebuttal for that, but I'm not gonna.
No, sir. But yeah, I'd like to get in a brawl with, not against, Chris Mason. I love that dude. I think he's one of the finest dudes walking planet Earth, man.
Yeah, here you go. Here's some goalie fights. These should be fun. We can narrate them.
Okay.
All right. So this would be Peter Budaj, I think is how you say his name. And is that a flower? That is Marc-Andre Fleury. See, so he's kind of looking down there. They're like, hey, you want to go? All right, here we go.
Oh, this is.
And the ref's like, no. You're not going to do it.
I need to see fists.
But they can't. See, they have to stay on both sides of the red line.
Oh, that's nothing. That's not a fight.
Well, hang on. I don't think it's done yet. He's trying to fight the ref. Maybe Hal was in that one.
But I wouldn't mind doing it. That'd be kind of fun. Like in between periods, the backup goalies fight each other.
Tonight, for your intermission entertainment.
I'd love to see that. I'd also love to see the Preds beat Columbus 8-0 tonight. Just get all that frustration.
I think there is a chance that could happen because this team, nothing against Columbus. Columbus is a good team or a better team. But I think Nashville has a chip on their shoulder. You got a bunch of guys that are pissed off about last year and they're tired of hearing about it. You got a captain that's tired of being asked, hey, you okay? You good? You know, like, so I could see it. And a goaltender that not a lot of people seem to believe in.
What if Brady Martin scores tonight?
Huh? Look, there's a lot of – if you go back and look at history of guys making their debut with the Predators, they typically do. He's on the first line, and you know they're going to try and feed him the puck.
I like it, man.
So what if Kimmel – I mean, Joachim Kimmel, he could score. I mean, there's – these guys are putting rookies in the lineup.
Well, I mean, look, just get out there tonight, win the game. And I mean, look, 0-5 was awful last year. You know what happens if you lose the first game. Go win tonight. Hope Saros has the game of his life, and this team starts off on the right foot.
Here's what I love reading. Max Hurst tweeted this out 2 hours ago. We were told today that Pred's morning skate would be optional, partial, before opening night. Every single player was on the ice. You think they're ready? You think they're dialed in?
I like that.
I love that.
Yep.
That's like, watch.
So
watch this.
It reminds me of a story what Tom Penders, the basketball coach at Texas, did one time. If you missed class the next day, you had to be at the gym at 5 in the morning. You know who ran if you missed class? The rest of the team. You know who sat in the stands while you ran? The player who missed class.
Oh, wow.
It happened one time. One time. And that, everybody's like, no. And so
no, we're not doing that.
You were accountable to each other.
Yeah.
So this sounds like that. Like you are, like, there might have been one or two guys, I got to run some errands in the morning. What, you're going to skate? What, he's going? Yossi's going? Maybe I should go.
Yeah.
Then you buy in. You're buying into everything.
I love it.
Right.
I love it. And I bet it took one of the, you know, maybe one of those guys was like, hey, we're all going. Like, okay, yeah, we're cool. Let's do this. So I love that. I love reading that. Andrew Burnett says, Joachim Kimmel will play tonight. Ozzie Weisblatt is a game-time decision. Brady Martin will make his NHL debut. That's from Brooks Brown.
All right, nice.
So we're going to see the fifth overall pick make his debut.
If he scores, he ain't going back down.
Look, I want to see it a handful of games, but everything I've seen through training camp makes me think, like, this kid doesn't look 18.
Well,
he didn't act 18.
You're not going to put him on the opening line as an experiment,
no,
are we?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Matthew Wood, who's still on IR, he skated today, so that's good to see. So the opening night lineup is going to have some youngsters in it.
They need it, man.
Yeah.
Put it
I
in
mean,
there.
I love it. I love the mix of the vets, the youngsters. Oh, okay. So Dr. Crane has put a – did you put this up, the poll question?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right. Who scores the first goal tonight for the Preds? Brady Martin, Philip Forsberg, Steven Stamkos, Roman Josi.
Stamkos. Stamkos gets it done.
I'm going to say the kid.
Oh, okay. And I'll tell you why Stamkos scores. I actually did some reading on this stuff. The fact that people have, like, he's over the hill. He's done. This is not a fit for him. He could read that and say, you know what? I'm not. I'm going to go out and score tonight. So I'm giving Stamkos scores. Now, Steven, I know you're a big fan of the show. When you score, I'd like an autographed puck because I do have the best TikTok in town. So I can put it on my TikTok.
You did. Yeah, and you do have the best TikTok.
I want a Stamkos puck on my TikTok.
That. 9306 says, wanting an opinion from you, I decided not to get the FanDuel Sports Network package, expensive, but would a single game pass be worth it tonight? I think so. Yeah. I think so. I think you want to watch, right?
Even better is that if you get the whole FanDuel package, Chase will come watch the game with you, certain games, and have beers with you, right?
Yeah, not tonight.
Not tonight. But if you get it after tonight, we get back in town.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. I'll take it another way. What's the feel if they come out and lay an egg and look bad doing it? The excuse be then? We're not thinking that right now, Brian. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Brian, I tell Chase every day, and Chase hates me telling him this because I've told him 1,000 times, we don't suffer imagined troubles. We don't think that's going to happen tonight. So don't
Correct.
Put that in your mind. Don't throw it out in the universe. Think only that they're going to come out tonight and play exceptional.
I love it. Who scores the goal tonight? Who scores the first goal for the Preds? 615-737-1025. You can vote on our X poll at 1025 the game or text us, call us, let us know. 615-737-1025. 102.5. Chase and Big Joe live in the Omni, 102.5 the game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 the game here on this Thursday opening night in Smashville.
Give me $5 to me who sings that song.
Autograph.
Ah, damn it.
All right.
Hey, I'm going into Vegas already up $5. Let's go.
Be damned.
I got you. I mean, I'll pay up.
How'd you know that?
Because I don't I don't know. I know music.
I mean, you're like you and Dr. Crane are like the two oldest, youngest souls I've ever met in my life.
That is true. I mean, he's listening to, you know, the Rat Pack and all that stuff.
You take my heartburn medicine at 5:30.
What's that?
I have to take my heartburn medicine at 5:30.
Oh, yeah.
What time do you go to bed? 6?
Yeah, around that. 6, 7:30. Fall asleep in the recliner.
Oh, hold on. Do you yell at Wheel of Fortune, too, before you go to bed?
It's actually reruns on Roku channel, so yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but that's how we are. That's how we roll, man. I mean, we sat in the office one day before the show, you know, doing our show prep, and you played, like, the first second of a song, and I was like,
I think I probably played, like, 35 songs, and I think you only missed one.
I missed more than that, but I think I was, like, I was above 90%.
The only one that, I don't remember what it was, you missed, like, I don't know that, but you hit, I mean, I think you had a high rate.
I love 90s country. There's some new country that I like, but 90s country, 80s hair metal rock, 80s rock, 80s pop, like 70s and 80s, you know,
yep,
classic rock. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I like.
You know what 90s country song that if you crank up so loud is amazing?
What's that?
John Deere Green.
Oh.
But Joe, I'm telling you, man.
I've karaoke'd that a few times.
There you go. And tonight maybe too as well. Here comes Chase. Love Charlie.
We might have to find a karaoke place.
I'm good with that. But I need you to sing your heart. I need to sing.
My go-to is Pickup Man.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I need you to sing karaoke when we do it as if Celine Dion's in the audience and you're trying to take her home.
Okay.
You got to bring it.
Okay.
Yeah. Crank it, brother.
I can't do it now. I'm not going to sing.
That's right.
That's a good one. Thank you, Dr. Crane. That's a good one.
Got it on. Are we watching baseball
games? Are we watching baseball? No. No. No.
No. We will tonight, though.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, not tonight. We have Preds and we have Lawson and Hillsborough.
Okay. But
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tigers and Mariners. You can hear.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. But yeah, we're here. We're doing all that. But no, that'll be fun. So yeah, thank you, Dr. Crane, for playing that song right there.
Okay. So people are, if you go to our Twitter account or X account at 102.5 The Game, Dr. Crane has posted of these four players, and comment if it's other, who will score the first goal for the Preds? Brady Martin, Philip Forsberg, Steven Stamkos, Roman Josi. Brady Martin is leading 38.5%, Stamkos with 30.8%. And then Josi and Forsberg are tied at 15.4%.
I think Brady Martin's the cool story.
Yeah.
That's the fun story, the one we want to have.
They're going to, but here's the thing. He's on the top line. O'Reilly and Forsberg and Josi, they're going to feed him the puck. Like, they're going to try and make him score. Like, that's just what they're going to do. Okay. They want him to.
Ooh, this will be fun tonight.
I can't say what Scott Hartnell – I'm sure Pete will bring this up, but I can't say what Scott Hartnell said when he scored his first goal. But,
well, gosh darn, that was easy.
Nope.
Not that. He said something more than that. All right.
It was – the word pop was involved. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. All right.
But so there you go. The Titans have waived offensive lineman Brant Banks, who signed last week. Brant, we wish you the best in your future endeavors. We don't know who you are, but
can you see if he waved back?
Yeah, I'll find out.
Okay.
Ask Jim Wyatt.
Jim doesn't like those. He never responds back to do all that.
You know, Jim doesn't even follow me on Twitter.
Does he not?
Yeah.
We'll have a talk with Jim this weekend.
I thought we were buddies.
Every time I get an email from the Titans, they're adding, subtracting somebody. I mean, they're on that pace what they did in 21 where they had 400 guys on the team.
Yeah.
But again, you know what? You keep doing that, you might find somebody that works, find somebody that hits, and you like the guy, and he's on the team. Never know. I'd keep doing that on and on and on and on. Wait, you didn't pick the goal scorer tonight for the Preds.
I said Brady Merton.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I thought you were kind of on,
no.
throwing him out there. All right.
I said Brady Merton.
Dr. Crane, what you got tonight, Bubba?
I'm kind of thinking Steven Stamkos. He's been quiet all offseason, was a little quiet last year. I think this is the resurgence of Stamkos.
I'm with you, man. We're on the same. Hey, if he scores tonight and he gives me a puck to put on my award-winning TikTok account, I'll let you take
it. We're never going to get into this.
No, we're not.
I'll let you get a picture with Steven Stamkos puck there, Dr. Crane, if you don't mind.
Thanks.
You're welcome. It'll awesome. Be fun. Yeah, you know what's funny? The first opening night, Pete could talk about this, October 10th, 1998, and I know Andrew Burnett scored in that game. Was it here? Maybe I think he scored here. I remember that game vividly because my daughter was born October the 8th, and I'm in the hospital watching that hockey game in 1998 before streaming anything that the game was on TV in the hospital room. That's how I vividly remember that game.
My mom went to the first Preds game.
Nice.
It was a good time.
You're trying to be a Hilltopper there, aren't you?
No.
That's cool. You can do
no,
that.
No, I'm just adding to the story.
I love your mom. You could.
She may come by later. You might see her.
Well, even better. That's fine. Mom stories are allowed.
Okay. Thank you.
But that's it.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
We all know the top in our life. Hey, I just climb Mount Everest. Oh, really? I hike to the moon.
Yeah,
there's always that person in your life.
We know a couple.
Y'all, yes, we do. Oh my gosh,
they're somewhere.
They're all around
YouTube. Anyway, we're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel and Bar Lines. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, The Game.